USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As people enjoy the holiday weekend, officials are reminding people to take precautions during the pandemic. Governors are warning people about the risks of not staying safe. Kate Brown is the governor of Oregon.
As we head into the long weekend, I do want to remind Oregonians across the state to make smart choices when it comes to COVID-19.
The number of states reporting rising numbers of new cases went from 8 2 weeks ago to 27. As for a vaccine, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
I know everybody thinks that we're rushing for a vaccine, and we are, because we want to stop infections and we want to stop this ongoing mortality. There is one reason to have a vaccine, and that's so that we can prevent ongoing infections and the mortality that comes from that.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A nonprofit company used by many older Americans is continuing to make record profits. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
AARP finances its operations by overcharging members for healthcare policies through its billion-dollar relationship with United Health Group. That's according to a new public policy report. Despite its nonprofit status, AARP's profits have been increasing for years, largely due to the organization's practices of marketing its products and services. That's according to a new report published by the public policy think tank American Commitment. AARP reported a profit of $246 million in 2018. The study also found that membership dues were only 18% of AARP's revenue in 2018. 57% of ARP's revenue from 2018 came from royalty fees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The unemployment rate has fallen below 10% for the first time since the pandemic struck in March. USA's John Clemens reports.
The rate for August is now at 8.4% from the previous 10.2%. Eleni Karageorge is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.4 million in August, and the unemployment rate fell to 8.4%. These improvements in the labor market reflect the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In August, employment rose in several major industry sectors. An increase in government employment largely reflected temporary hiring for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in retail trade, in professional and business services, in leisure and hospitality, and in education and health services.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump says he wants the federal government to stop anti-racism training sessions. He calls them anti-American propaganda. Larry Sabato is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
He's doing it to please conservative activists and his base. He usually pulls something like this out of the cabinet when he needs a boost. And I think this was almost in response to the suckers and losers comment about the deceased American soldiers killed in action.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.